It's February 27th. Just a quick one here. 2025. Last night was typical. From 2 a.m. till 5 a.m. when I woke up, this negative energy was moving to different parts of my body, causing pain, drainage, different joints, hamstrings, buttocks, calves, you know, the usual. And also, I went to bed at 8 p.m., which is what I'm doing nowadays, just because of the general tiredness and etheric assault I'm under. Normally I'd go to bed maybe an hour, hour and a half later, and be happy with 7 hours of sleep. Now I need 9 because so much of it is wasted with this exhausting drainage and interruptions to my sleep. So from 8 p.m. till 2 a.m., my muscles were fine. I slept pretty well, and my joints all felt great. There was no problems in anywhere. And then starting with at 2 a.m., my movements, when I would get up to use the bathroom or get a drink of water, there would then be cracking in my knees, my ankles, my hips, my shoulders. All of my joints would then be popping when I moved them. And that's because of this inflammatory succubus or inflammatory inverted kundalini, this hostile judgment, you know, energy of judgment moving through me. And of course, your joints are, I guess, delicious morsels, delicious centers to siphon, like a little mosquito moving around and sucking sustenance from these areas. And so that was going on. And also quite annoying, though, even though I slept well, my, there was a pretty good kundalini ringtone in my ears, but then from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., it was screechy and obstructed. You know, I'm not sure, you know, where on the base of the ears or the middle ear, you know, where the ring sound is made. I don't know if the tympanic membrane or, you know, whatever it is, these other, I'm not sure about the physiology of the ear. So I'm not sure where, you know, when people complain of a ring or a tone in their ears, I'm not sure where that's generated. But anyways, this girl who inhabits me, who cohabitates in my body etherically, she's able to obstruct or cause discordance in that ear sound. And that cleared up when I woke up again at 5 a.m. or you know, soon after waking up. It's back. It's good. I like it. I like to have that presence there. So my mind, though, was, I don't know. You know, I haven't felt like fasting. You know, if I wanted to try to directly reduce her presence within me, then I would be much more moderate in my food intake. I would be working harder to, you know, retire or fast, you know, give myself more energy to withdraw from her. And I just haven't done that. My instinct, or maybe it's karma, just telling me, dude, just, you know, have an apple, have a couple of oranges, a handful of nuts and chocolate when I wake up, you know, after having some fruit. And then I did a little bit of a workout, you know, just 20 minutes, 25 minutes. I like 45 minutes, but I had too much paperwork for school to deal with. And that's always, you know, an intervening variable in terms of the success of the outcome here and, you know, my viability as a human, as a living being. The fact that I'm putting so much of my energy into something that actually detracts from my spiritual quest in many ways, because it's just overwrought, way too much going on with my job. So that's about it. Just the usual. And again, my body is her universe. It is her soul's domain. It is because it was meant to be the launching pad for, I guess, a fulfillment and a joy and a potentiality that, that does not exist on her own. She, you know, is able to join me and make mine better or participate in mine as an equal. I don't know how it, what, you know, what exactly how you define this spiritual union business, but you know, obviously the inversion of that is that she is apparently stuck in me to fuck with me, to make sure I have no happiness, that I have no spiritual peace, you know, until I am dead. And I just, you know, hope to avoid that. And I think one of my greatest prayers to God is that I am able to be healthy and productive and successful and basically positively disposed to my life, my work, the people in my life. You know, I want to be able to be as functional and coherent and viable as a social being as possible, which requires, you know, intellectual capacity, emotional availability, you know, get along well with others, etc. And that's what I want more than spiritual freedom, you know, and that's kind of like, you know, ultimately, you know, what has been guiding my life has been my focus on sustainability and success in these, you know, lower levels, lower rungs of Maslow's hierarchy, you know, the, you know, whatever it is, you know, security and emotional, you know, health and you know, intellectual, these things, you know, that precede, you know, the apex, you know, the spiritual domain that actually comes to infuse the whole thing. But, yeah, so I don't know where it goes from here exactly, but, again, 3 hours of my life, you know, of her life, her, you know, that, what would that be, 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. her time, so... I guess she can't have a boyfriend and I can't have a girlfriend. That's the way it feels. And I pray that she, you know, has less energy, less time to devote to me and is somehow forced into or breaks down and chooses a mate to have a child with. And so somehow leaves her, leaves me more alone. But I think that means that she is directly neglecting her spiritual identity. And I think knowing what I know about her in terms of my feelings around her energy, that there's no way that a girl this wedded to spirit is going to give up on, you know, her soul that is, or a big chunk of it, a very important chunk of it that is tied up and, again, wedded to me. And that's it, you know, hoping I don't have my life shortened too much. And that's it for now. Good luck on your path. May God bless your actions with discernment and good luck. May you be successful in achieving your heart's aspirations. Over and out.